We welcome you all to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I'm in Revelation chapter 7. And in this particular passage of Scripture, we're given a glimpse into the future and at the multitudes that are there inside of heaven. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God. I dare say that we've ever been to a worship service like that, where every kind of imaginable people group is present. The angels of heaven are there, and there's one object of worship, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful day that's going to be. You think about the fact that all the different people groups will be there, not on their own merits, but we'll be there on the merits of Jesus Christ, the one who died for them. And they will all gather together for one purpose. You know, it's hard to get people together, to pull together in one particular purpose. You've heard the expression, it's like herding cats. Cats don't herd. It's hard enough to get one cat to get from one location to the next without getting clawed up or bit. But can you imagine trying to have all the different people groups of the world, all the different tongues of those that are present, and they've come there for one reason, to stand before the throne of their Savior and to worship Him. And yet, God's called us to do that today, right here at Grace Bible Church. It's not just some vision of the future. Oh, I look forward to getting to worship God. You can do that right here. You can do that right now. What does that mean? It means you have to unify your heart with His. That means you got to put aside all the distractions of life. You got to put aside the pot roast that you've got at home in the crock pot, worrying about that, whether you're going to, if you set the time right or put the oven. We all have those things that we're thinking about. The playoff games this afternoon. Some of you are already, you know, excited about that. You bought your popcorn, you've ordered your pizza. But you know what? God hasn't called us to do that now. What has He called us to do? He's called us to unify our hearts together in the worship of His most worthy name. And that takes work. It takes work. And so I want to call you today, even before that great day when we all stand together, if we know Jesus Christ, and rejoice and worship His holy and precious name. You can do that now today. But it means you're going to have to put out all the other distractions, and you're going to have to focus your heart and mind upon Him.